Now, she would be his what?
She would be his girlfriend.
Any other terms? What would you, maybe you
girl.
Would say? Girl.
Mother would have said sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Any joking terms for that, so girls are kidding around about it?
Bald boyfriend.
Something like that.
Yeah, I can't come up with.
Say, old, maybe one little boy comes home, he's got a little lipstick on his collar or something. This pussy little brother might say, aha, you ready?
Playing around.
Yeah.
You've been smooching. You've been kissing the girl.
And smooching and kissing is one of those terms that they mean the same thing. One of them a joking term. Or
smooching would be a joking term for kissing.
Yeah, any old fashioned terms that you remember there?
No, I can't run up hand.
Yes, would you ever say spooning man?
Spooning. Now, mother might have said that on my grandfather. I would not have said spooning.
And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she did what? She.
They've broken up.
Or if he asked her to marry him, she.
Accepted or refused.
Refused or. What would you might you say beside refuse?
Turned him down.
Turned him down. Any kidding ways that you'd say something like that?
Dumped him. I just broke off. Then gave or refused.
Would you ever use something like gave him the axe? Or you ever heard that used?
Yes, I've heard that used.
Is that a joking or kidding?
Yeah, kidding.
What about jilted?
Jilted is when she just didn't say how do you do or anything but walked off and dropped him.
And of course if she didn't turn him down, they might go ahead and
get married.
And at the wedding, the man who would stand up with the groom is the
best man.
Yeah, ever heard your grandparents call him anything else or parents? Or?
I can't think of anything except he stood up with them to
did
get
they,
married.
Would they ever call him a waiter?
No.
Never heard that? And what would you call a girl that stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaid, or if she's married, a matron of honor.
Something like that. I'll ask you to think about something that may have happened when you were a girl, at your girlhood. After a wedding, did they ever have maybe a kind of ceremony, I don't know, or where they'd serenade the bride and the groom, or maybe go over to their house and raise a lot of ruckus and make a lot of noise and carry on?
No, but I think I have heard my grandfather say that they would have chivalries. But now, I have never been to one.
So those things probably were all before your time.
Yes. I have even been to a Negro wedding. But they didn't have a chivalry.
Didn't have the chivalry. No. And I'll say that you saw that you were last week in Atlanta and you saw somebody and you were telling somebody else that, yeah, I saw him.
In Atlanta?
What about if you were in Pensacola, would you say, I saw him?
I saw him down in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. We would say down in Pensacola, up in Atlanta, up in Montgomery.
But what about, say, in Mobile?
Down in Mobile.
Or what about maybe in Elba Enterprise?
I saw him over in Enterprise, and I saw him over in Elba.
You might say, well, now say the Browns live a few houses away and he lives with them. You'd say, he lives?
With the Browns.
Or, let's see, say they lived, half a mile.
Down the road.
Something like that.
Or just down the road.